Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Well, the real estate market in Texas is still red hot. You know, interest rates be darned. And for all too many, it's been unaffordable as well. And there is some hope, though, for those looking to purchase in Texas, thankfully. Regan McGee joins us now to tell us more. Regan is the CEO of Noble. Regan, I appreciate your time today. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John. I appreciate being here. I love speaking in the state of Texas.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the real estate market in Texas right now and why it has been such a seller's market over the last couple of years.
So we're now into a period where we have had 7 years in a row of more than 500,000 people moving to Texas. Texas is a great place to do business. It's a great place to live. And because Texas has done such a great job of making itself so attractive, everybody wants to move there. People are moving from all over the United States and around the world, especially from California and Florida to Texas. And with 500,000 new people coming every single year for the last 7 years, and that's not expected to slow down anytime soon, it puts a huge amount of pressure on the supply. So housing supply is the big issue. Texas is a bit of a victim of its own success because it's so attractive. They have to build enough homes to keep up with all the demand. And the demand's coming from a few different sectors, but notably technology. I mean, you know, people are saying that Texas is essentially replacing Silicon Valley, which I think you could make a credible argument to say that's already happening. And it's not just Austin. I mean, it's Dallas. It's all over the state. And so with those dynamics at play, as you said, interest rates be damned. The demand is there. So housing prices will continue to increase in the long term in Texas. There might be short term fluctuations, but long term, Texas real estate is strong.
You know, you gave us some of the great trends there, and I appreciate that. Anything else on where we're headed or what to look for here over the next few years as, you know, we try to catch up with some of the housing demand that is out there?
Well, you know, it's interesting, John, that you used the words catch up, because in a lot of ways, the pricing in Texas still has to catch up with other, you know, global sort of world-leading markets. When you look at the dynamics of Texas, it is a global destination. And in terms of the pricing relative to other global cities and global markets, like, you know, Dallas is a global city, it's still relatively inexpensive. So I think, you know, in the long term, pricing will continue to increase. You know, the average home price in Texas, it went up 15.7% in 2021, but I mean, it's just over $300,000. And if you're comparing that to markets in the UK or in Asia or other parts of Europe, it's still relatively inexpensive. So I understand for Texans, it might feel like prices have gotten out of control, but long term, especially with companies, you know, looking more internationally, I think the price trend will continue to go upward. You know, there's been a significant shift in the last couple of years in the world with people working more remotely and, you know, people deciding essentially where they want to live as opposed to, you know, their company and job sort of dictating where they're going to live. Texas is going to it's going to continue to be in more and more demand.
So tell us about Noble and why it has come to Texas.
Sure. We're absolutely thrilled to be in Texas. Texas is near and dear to my heart. I've got family in Texas. Texas is really important for us. All the reasons we just mentioned. In addition to that, I mean, there's 30 million people in Texas. It's one of the most dynamic markets in the United States. Relatively speaking, it's still somewhat inexpensive considering how robust the job market is in Texas and, you know, people's earning power. The average home buyer in Texas is making $112,000, which is $16,000 more than the national average. And when you look at the home pricing, it's still on a relative basis, still fairly affordable for what you get. About 31% of home buyers in Texas are first time buyers. So when you look at, you know, the dynamics of the market with, you know, young people coming in, people that are sort of up and coming in their careers. I'll never forget a couple of years ago, a famous Texas billionaire who I can't really name publicly, I guess. He told me, he said, Regan, people move to Texas to become billionaires. And, you know, I'll never forget that. You know, I think there was truth to it. People you know, the American dream is still very much alive in Texas. And we've built a marketplace where realtors can compete for buyers and sellers. So we are very much believers in the free market. And on our platform, we have thousands of different brokers from thousands of different brokerages. And if you're looking to buy or sell real estate, they compete for your business on our platform. So you'll get the same brokers you get from, you know, finding them on some advertising platform or, you know, or some just Googling them or something like that. Except on our platform, they compete in a real-time dynamic environment. So you pay lower commission. They add services. You can see their track record. And it's all done in a consumer-centric, transparent app. And there's nothing else in the world like it. So you as a home buyer or seller, you pay lower fees, you get better service, and it's all done with the accountability of a tech company that's designed to be consumer-centric right from the beginning. So when you look at, you know, the dynamics that we've talked about with the Texas market, combined with what we offer as a company, Texas is very, very important for us.
That's awesome. Well, I really appreciate your insight and telling us a little bit about this resource. Where can listeners go for more information?
Noble.com, N-O-B-U-L.com. And as I said, we're proud to be live in the state of Texas. And John, thank you so much.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.